As the full House prepares to vote today on articles of impeachment against President Trump, let's listen to some of what's happened so far. A number of procedural issues were debated early on before Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took to the floor to address lawmakers.
My colleagues, this morning and every morning, when we come together, members rise and pledge allegiance to the flag. Every day, all across America, children in school, members of the military, officials, and those civically engaged also pledge allegiance to the flag. Let us recall what that pledge says. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The republic for which it stands is what we are here to talk about today, a republic if we can keep it. We gather today under the dome of this temple of democracy to exercise one of the most solemn powers that this body can take, the impeachment of the President of the United States. No member, regardless of party or politics, comes to Congress to impeach a president. But every one of us, as our first act as a member of Congress, stood on this historic House floor before our beautiful American flag and raised our hands in this sacred oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help me God. For 230 years, members have taken that sacred oath, which makes us custodians of the Constitution. When our founders declared independence and established a new nation, they crafted a system of government unlike one ever seen before, a republic, starting with the sacred words, "We the people." For centuries, Americans have fought and died to defend democracy for the people. But very sadly now, our founders' vision of a republic is under threat from actions from the White House. That is why today, as Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States. If we do not act now, we would be derelict in our duty. It is tragic that the President's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice.
Republicans see it differently. Here's Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas addressing the allegations against the president.
Turning to the case upon which the argument is based, we had a whistleblower. A not a fact witness, a whistleblower who never appeared before any member of Congress that we know of, a whistleblower complaint concerning a congratulatory call between President Trump and President Zelensky of the Ukraine. The whistleblower is known to have had contact with Chairman Schiff's staff, while Republicans were denied any contact. The whistleblower complaint is not based on firsthand knowledge, and the call transcript that was to support impeachment reveals nothing more than a congratulatory phone call. Look, a request for investigation as to how American foreign aid will be spent does not equal soliciting election interference. The evidence brought before us does not amount to a high crime. Indeed, it does not amount to any crime. Democrats claim that we must protect the integrity of our election. Look, if you really cared, then I have to ask, what are we missing while we've been focused on impeachment? We tied up the Intelligence Committee. We tied up the Judiciary Committee. And, oh, by the way, the Ways and Means Committee had to give up their room. They couldn't even meet while you were doing all of this. So this impeachment investigation is being painted as a protection against future interference, when in reality, President Trump's request looks back at the 2016 election. Russia is the winner in this exchange because they have disrupted the process.
Gentleman's time has expired. Gentleman from Massachusetts.
I yield back to the gentleman from Oklahoma.
We also heard today from Democrat Gerald Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee. He outlined the first article of impeachment and then the second.
The president faces a second article of impeachment for his efforts to obstruct our investigation of his misconduct. The Constitution grants the sole power of impeachment to the House of Representatives. Within our system of checks and balances, the president may not decide for himself what constitutes a valid impeachment inquiry. nor may he ignore lawful subpoenas or direct others to do so. Many presidents, including President Trump, have asserted privileges and other objections to specific subpoenas. But only President Trump has ordered the categorical defiance of a congressional investigation, the automatic rejection of all subpoenas. The president is not above the law, and he should be impeached for this as well. Congress cannot wait for the next election to address this misconduct. President Trump has demonstrated a clear pattern of wrongdoing. This is not the first time he has solicited foreign interference in an election, has been exposed, and has attempted to obstruct the resulting investigation. We cannot rely on the next election as a remedy for presidential misconduct when the president threatens the very integrity of that election. He has shown us he will continue to put his selfish interests above the good of the country. We must act without delay. By his actions, President Trump has broken his oath of office. His conduct continues to undermine our Constitution and threaten our next election. His actions warrant his impeachment and demand his removal from office.
Republican Doug Collins, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, had this criticism for Democrats.
Why do we keep calling this a solemn occasion when you've been wanting to do this ever since the gentleman was elected? Mr. President came forward and did what he saw fit for the American people, but yet they wanted to impeach him. And see, it hit me. Now I know. The reason they wanted to is now they're realizing what I told them and have been telling them for the last few weeks, that the clock and the calendar are terrible masters. The clock and the calendar are terrible masters. They do not care about anything except getting the time done and the calendar fixed. They do not care about facts. They do not care about time. And one day, the clock and the calendar will hang along this body in a very detrimental way. How do I know this? Because one of our members, Ms. Tlaib, said on the night she was sworn in, we're going to impeach. Well, you know the rest. In May of 2019, Al Green said, I'm concerned if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. That is probably the most prescient thing said by the majority in the last year, is they said we can't beat him if we don't impeach him. There's a reason behind this impeachment. And even Speaker Pelosi said it would be dangerous to leave it to voters to determine whether President Trump stays in office. Really? After we just said the Pledge of Allegiance, we go back to the Speaker's own words and said it would be dangerous to leave it to the voters? I will tell you right now, Madam Speaker, we on the Republican side have no problem taking our case to the majority and to the people of this country because they elected Donald Trump, and it is a matter for the voters, not this House, not in this way, not in the way this is being done. It has trampled everything this House believes in. I said it yesterday, and I believe it to be this true today. I will fight this on process, which has been deplorable, to use a word of the majority. It has been awful. The calendar and the clock make it impressive that we actually do it quickly. We don't care about rules. We don't care about minority hearing days. We don't care about giving the opportunity for witnesses to be called because the chairman gets to determine what is relevant. Wow, that's pretty good. Let the accuser determine what is relevant to the one being accused. The people of America see through this. The people of America understand due process, and they understand when it is being trampled in the people's house. You see, it's also not a matter of process, which will be discussed today. It's a matter of actual facts. I will fight the facts all day long. Because what we found here today is a president who did not do as being charged. In fact, they had to go to abuse of power, this amorphous term that you're going to hear many, many arguments about how that abuse of power, except for one thing. The call itself, the two parties say no pressure. Nothing was ever done to get the money. In fact, they didn't even know the money was held. But there is something that very much bothers me about the facts. There were five meetings, we'll hear about those today, in which it was never a linkage made. There was one witness that is depended on over 600 times in the majority's report that in the end, after questioned, had to say, well, that was my presumption of what was happening. You see, this is an impeachment based on presumption. This is an impeachment, basically also a poll-tested impeachment on what actually sells to the American people. Today's going to be a lot of things. What it is not is fair. What it is not is about the truth.
Just some of the sound from the floor of the House today. A vote on the two articles of impeachment is expected this evening.